Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, public radio's daily journal of the digital age.
Free music for bloggers. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Art Hughes. A commercial collective of independent music labels is getting ready to launch a marketing scheme aimed at generating internet buzz for artists. PromoNet, from the Independent Online Distribution Alliance, is gearing up to send free tracks to music head bloggers and podcasters. The Alliance does a lot of the legwork for some 750 indie labels to help them rise above the giant promotional machines that deliver the Maroon 5s and Sheryl Crows of the music world. Alliance Vice President for Business Product and Development Tim Mitchell says PromoNet gets copyright clearance on some selected tracks and sends those to key people who can get artists noticed.
Niche marketers like bloggers and podcasters are certainly a big constituency for us. You know, we'll also feed content out to larger entities that have commercial websites that need content to draw advertising dollars and viewers. The real hook to the whole thing is that it's not about just giving away free music. It's really getting something in return. Each one of these marketing clients is required to do two things. One, report back to us on how many downloads have occurred, and secondly is to report back to us how many people clicked on the buy link to go purchase the album on one of our digital retailers like iTunes or Napster.
So what work do you have to do ahead of time to make free music available to people on a promotional basis?
Well, because of the relationship we have with our labels as their digital distributor, we can simply work with them to waive all the rights for a certain number of tracks out of their catalog. And it's up to the label to negotiate with their publisher or their writers, their artists, to waive the necessary rights to make those tracks available. And that really is the key to what we can provide, is that we have this relationship with these labels, and they by pre-clearing that track for our system, they essentially enable all of our marketing partners to be able to have access to this track and not worry about legalities. We also have to build the system that houses all the business rules that I've been talking about with the buy links and the reporting and et cetera, et cetera. And so, really, it's a fairly big technical challenge. And the idea is that the label is going to get market analysis back via the system, and they're also going to have, you know, we're also going to be driving sales to buy more digital music.
Can you give me an example of a label or an artist that this will work very well for?
We're currently distributing a record by an artist named Seyou Georget. Some people might remember him as the guy in The Life Aquatic who played David Bowie songs and sang them in Portuguese. One of those records that isn't going to have, it's a critic's delight, but it's certainly not going to have a huge marketing element like a major label artist would. And that's the kind of record that we believe can really spread like fire on the internet. Because the quality level is high, and the interest level is high, and there's a great story there. And those are the kind of records that we think will do really well.
Tim Mitchell is a vice president with the Independent Online Distribution Alliance in San Francisco. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes. Você sabe como é que é. Eu vou. Mas poderei voltar quando você quiser. Demorou, vai ser melhor. Posso falar? Não foi legal, não pegou bem. Que vontade de chorar, dói. Em pensar que ela não vem só dói. Mas pra mim tá tranquilo, eu vou voar. O clima é de partida. Outra sequência na minha vida. E de bobeira que eu não estou.
Você sabe como é que é. E eu vou.